It's time now to show you how we develop this inevitable business of ours and create a business strategy that then converts into a step-by-step business plan. There are going to be a number of sessions as we gradually work through this process, and I've broken it down into very tiny steps for you. So bear with me, be patient as we work through each step in turn. You're not going to create a business plan just in one of the Advisor Blueprint sessions. That's not going to happen. If you just understand how each step works and why it needs to be there and what it is, and then we'll show you how you do it and when. So that's why, what, and how. And I'll also be giving you examples along the way. So, the inevitable business. You remember in a previous session of the business strategy pillar, in chapter one, in fact, we discussed the inevitable business template. Let me just show that again to you. There it is, showing you the steps that you need to take and the areas that you need to work in if you're ever going to create this exceptional business in an inevitable fashion. And what I'm going to do today is work on drivers and help you understand what on earth is a driver, why should I even bother thinking about it, and what's it got to do with being successful, making profit and revenue, enjoying my business and having fabulous clients to work with me, and influencing those clients and practicing my genius, the bits that I really enjoy in my job and that I'm really brilliant at. What have drivers got to do with it? And is this going to be a little bit conceptual and principle based? Well, there is going to be concepts, there is going to be principles, but unless you understand the why, you're not going to understand what to do and how to do it. So why is critical, and drivers is an underlying foundation. It's the power of the business. It's what drives it through the difficult times you're going to face in any business period before you finally wind down or sell your business. So let's look at drivers. What drives a business? Well, what drives a business, first of all, in our view and in our experience and in our observation of extremely successful businesses, not just any business, but extraordinarily successful businesses, whether micro businesses, small and medium-sized businesses and enterprises, or huge corporations that may be started out of somebody's garage, and we literally mean that, starting out of somebody's garage or somebody's kitchen, to grow into multinational operations. What's behind them? What drove them out of the garage to become multi-million and multi-billion pound operations? Or what drives somebody out of their sitting in their bedroom at a tiny table with a PC to become a successful seven-figure micro or small business? Well, first of all, there has to be some sort of ideology. We'll discuss what ideology means in just a moment. Next, there needs to be some sort of vision that is clearly directed with focus and energy to the future. The vision needs to be clear, not just wishy-washy stuff. I'm sure you've heard about in seminars and workshops having a vision, and I bet you in your business plan or even your business thoughts and your to-do list, there's no such thing as a vision there at all, because nobody teaches you how to make it real as opposed to theoretical, and how to drive it into your business plan, then month on month and day on day, where the rubber hits the road, how to turn that vision into practical daily application to turn into profit. So I'm going to start doing that today and discuss with you what we mean by these terms and what on earth they've got to do with running a successful small business. So let's just move on. These are the drivers that are going to be at the heart of your business to give it power and energy, direction and clarity. So the areas we're going to look at are, as discussed before, ideology, directive, vision, and all of that with clarity. Now, unless those three things are in place, then you're just going to have a wishy-washy set of thoughts within your business plan that you're then going to try and put into action. And you know what? It's not going to make the blindest bit of difference to your future. But when you have clarity in your ideology, when everybody knows what the ideology is, what you stand for, when there's some sort of directive vision, and we'll describe what these points mean, but when there's clarity, then the whole thing begins to take life and it becomes reality in your daily business behavior. So those three things must be in place: ideology, directed vision, and all of that with clarity. You get those three things right, and I promise you, you, along with all of the organizations that I've studied over the years that are simply super successful, that are thrashing their peers, you will outperform your competitors, whether you're a small or micro business or growing into something larger in the future. Get these right and you will have a strength to outperform your competitors. So we're going to have a look at this thing called your core ideology. What on earth is this all about? Well, yes, it is high level thinking, but it's very real. And when you talk to your clients, you want to know these things about them as well. First of all, your ideology, the way you believe and the way you think in your business is driven by a set of values. You as a human being have certain values going on within you. You may never have articulated them. You may not even be clear about what they are. You may not have thought through quietly, what is it in my life that I value? But if you allow values to become part of your business strategy, then it will make a difference to the way everybody in that business behaves and everybody attached to it, clients and associates, behave also. The business will have much greater strength, will have much greater focus, will have much greater energy to drive through future problems if it has purpose beyond just making cash. Now, nothing wrong with having a purpose of making massive profits, but here's what I've discovered. Businesses, whether global or tiny, that have an underlying purpose that's beyond making a profit, end up making more profit and more revenue. That's simply what the research over 7 years, and I'll discuss the books from which I've got all of this information, over 7 years and then 15 years and beyond, consistent quality, scientifically conducted research shows that businesses with a purpose that goes beyond profit ends up making more money, more profit, more revenue, and being more effective and successful and attracting better clients than businesses that don't. That's the fact. And if you try and avoid that, then you'll miss a trick and you'll never become the kind of business that you could be. So let's go into this in a little bit more depth. Values. What do we really mean by values? Well, values aren't designed by you. You can't sit down and say, I'm going to design a set of values. Values are what's inside of you and the way you behave already. Maybe if there's a team, it's what the team values. It's the way it feels and thinks about life. Particularly within business, it's what you stand for, what you as a human being really stand up for and will be prepared to defend. You don't need to justify it to anybody else. For example, one of my values is to stand for certain levels of integrity. I stand for family values. I stand for treating my clients and other human beings in a certain way. I stand for a certain type of integrity and truth. I'm not going to justify it to anybody. This is what I stand for. I stand for running a business that has an underlying purpose where money isn't the issue, a lot of other things are. I stand for doing good around me, perhaps through charitable organizations or through spiritual or religious structures. I stand for those things and I'll defend them to the death because that's what I stand for. I'm not going to justify them to anybody. They don't necessarily give me a competitive advantage. They're just what is within my business and the way we behave in our business. And they are beliefs that we're prepared to defend as a business. This is what we stand for as a business. That's how we behave, and that's what I'm suggesting you think about behaving and doing in your business too. Ask yourself the question, what is it I stand for, and what do we stand for as a team? And does my team know about it, and do we care? Purpose. purpose says, you know what, we have something going on here which is more than money. The reason behind running this business, it's like having a North Star in the sky, which is not movable. It's not going to shift, and you can set your compass whenever you get lost and get caught up in the hurry and scurry of life. Sailors, mariners, those that are responsible for navigating direction of vehicles or themselves will then start taking bearings from this consistent North Star that allows them to define where are we going, where are we heading. So it's like a North Star in your sky. It's what motivates you idealistically. It is the ideals you hold about life. These aren't goals or strategies. These are bigger than that, and they're nothing to do with this is how you describe your service, or as many people call it, your value proposition. You know, I hate that phrase. This isn't about describing that. This is something that's bigger than you. This is something astonishing. For example, the Soul Millionaire Group is founded on the purpose that I have a desire to reach out to 1 million people and have them see life more clearly, live life with more joy and peace, and conduct business in a way which touches other people's lives, leaves a legacy, and makes a contribution to the world. That's the Soul Millionaire's purpose. 1 million people making a difference, giving a contribution, leaving a legacy through their work in this world. That's my North Star purpose. It's bigger than me. Whether I'm alive or dead is irrelevant. It may never be fulfilled in my lifetime, but you can see something as powerful as that, as passionate as that, has a deep purpose that drives my business. My recommendation to you is that you sit down after this, and you can hear I'm very passionate about this. You sit down after this session in the business strategy pillar and ask yourself this question: do we stand for anything? Do I stand for anything that's meaningful in life? And is it driving through my business? And do we have a purpose that's beyond making a few pennies, making a few quid to cover the bills, to pay the mortgage, to eat, to send the children to school? Is that all it's about? Because you don't have to run a business to do that. You can get a really decent job working for somebody else and without all the hassle of running a small or medium-sized business. So if you're going to take the trouble, if you're going to add the burden, the weight, the responsibility of running your own business, for goodness sake, do it for something other than just paying the bills. So, question: what is your purpose of your business? Indeed, what is your purpose in life? And have that as part of your business plan so that everybody dealing with you knows about it. And I promise you, they will respect you for it, and it will be so powerful a foundation on which to build the future of your business, your core ideology.